John 10:30-42. I and my Father are one. Hear the word of the Lord. So let us prepare our hearts today again to hear the word of the Lord by acknowledging Jesus as our shepherd, the Messiah, and the Son of God. Let's pray. Jesus, you are our shepherd, and thank you that we are your sheep. You are the Christ, the Son of God, who came to save us. We trust you to lead us and to speak to us today. Give us a deeper understanding of what it means to be your sheep and of how we can follow you daily. And may the glory of Christ be revealed through the sharing of his word. I and my Father are one, John 10:30-42. The previous section concluded with a statement in verse 30, I and the Father are one. This sparked a conflict, another conflict. The Jews gathered stones to stone Jesus. They said, you being a man, make yourself God. This is how they interpreted Jesus' statement, I and the Father are one. So let's read beginning again at verse 30 through verse 33. I and the Father are one. Therefore the Jews took up stones again to stone him. Jesus answered them, I have shown you many good works from my Father. For which of those works do you stone me? The Jews answered him, we don't stone you for a good work, but for blasphemy, because you, being a man, make yourself God. Jesus said many things similar to this statement. Jesus said he only did what the Father told him to do, and only said what the Father told him to say. Jesus said, I am the bread of life that has come down from heaven. And Jesus said before Abraham, I am. As I've pointed out, Jesus used the word Father in the gospel around 120 times. His relationship with his Father is the central theme of this gospel. The word Father is used 13 times in John chapter 10. Jesus was one with his Father. This is the key to everything Jesus did. Jesus' oneness with his Father is seen in almost every chapter in John. Now let's look at the answer Jesus to their accusation in verses 34 and 35. Verse 34, Jesus answered them, isn't it written in your law? I said, you are gods. If he called them gods, to whom the word of God came, and the scripture can't be broken, do you say of him whom the Father sanctified and sent into the world, you blaspheme, because I said I am the Son of God? Why did Jesus quote the Old Testament to justify claiming that he was the Son of God? Well, in short, Jesus was providing a biblical basis for calling himself the Son of God. If the Jewish leaders could prove that Jesus was violating what is written in the scriptures, they could legitimately attack him. However, Jesus could explain his position from verses in the Psalms and in Exodus. Jesus referred to Psalm 82:5-7 to answer their accusations. The gods, small g, know nothing. They understand nothing. They walk around in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are shaken. Verse 6, I said, you are gods. You are all sons of the Most High, but you will die like mere mortals. You will fall like every other ruler. The Hebrew word Elohim is translated as God or as judges in Psalm 82 and in Exodus 21:6 and Exodus 22:8-9. It is also one of the Old Testament names for God. The Jewish rulers certainly knew the Hebrew language, and they knew that what Jesus said was true. If God called human judges gods, then why should they stone Jesus for saying that he is the Son of God? Jesus now completed his argument in verses 35 and 36. If he called them gods to whom the word of God came, and the scriptures can't be broken, do you say of him whom the Father sanctified and sent into the world, you blaspheme because I said, I am the Son of God? Since the Bible called their judges gods, the Jews could not logically accuse him of blasphemy for calling himself God's son. Jesus did not end the conversation here, but challenged them strongly to believe in him because he did the works of his Father in verses 37 to 39. If I don't do the works of my Father, don't believe me. But if I do them, though you don't believe me, believe the works, that you may know and believe that the Father is in me and I in the Father. They sought again to seize him and he went out of their hand. What was Jesus really saying to the Jews in 37 to 39? Jesus was doubling down on his claims and challenging them to believe in him. More specifically, Jesus was asking them to believe that the Father is in me and I in the Father. This is another way of saying, I and the Father are one, or I am the Messiah, the Son of God. Jesus claimed to be one with the Father. He became a man and lived in oneness with his Father. He did everything through his love relationship with him. Jesus revealed the Father to us and came to bring us into an intimate love relationship with him. Jesus was not just a good moral teacher or a preacher doing nice things. He was God in human flesh. Jesus urged them to believe what he was saying because he was doing the works of the Father. Jesus told them to believe because the works that he did proved that he was in the Father and the Father in him. These claims again infuriated them because he was claiming to be God. They tried to seize him, but he escaped from their grasp. Now let's read the final passage in John chapter 10. Verses 40 to 42. He went away again beyond the Jordan into the place where John was baptizing at first and stayed there. Many came to him. They said, John indeed did no sign, but everything that John said about this man is true. Many believed in him there. Do you believe that Jesus is the Son of God and the Savior of the world? These verses mark the end of Jesus' public ministry in John's gospel. As mentioned already, the feast of Passover was only a couple of months away when Jesus would return to Jerusalem to be crucified for the sins of the world. Jesus went away from Jerusalem, presumably with his disciples, to the place John had baptized people beyond the Jordan River. Many people came to him, and many believed in him there, it says. John the Baptist had impacted the people greatly. He told the people that Jesus would come after him and that he is the Lamb of God. It must have been a joy and an encouragement for Jesus to see many people come and believe in him. As we conclude John chapter 10, let me ask this question again. Do you believe that Jesus is the Son of God, the Savior of the world? Is Jesus the Good Shepherd? Is he the Son of God? Can he give eternal life? Will he lead you, speak to you, protect you, and give you abundant and eternal life in him as your shepherd? Let's consider the options. First, Jesus made spectacular claims about himself in John chapter 10. He said, I am the gate. Anyone who enters through me will be saved. I have come that they may have life and have it abundantly. I am the good shepherd, and I lay down my life for the sheep. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. I and the Father are one. I am the Son of God. No wonder the Jewish leaders wanted to stone Jesus. They said they wanted to stone him because he was claiming to be God. If anyone else said what Jesus said, we would think they are crazy. That is exactly what happened. Some people thought that Jesus was insane. Others thought he was demon-possessed. Some people did not understand what Jesus said, but acknowledged that Jesus' words and works were very good. This chapter presents the trilemma that C.S. Lewis wrote about so eloquently. I have shortened it slightly and revised Lewis's words. This is what C.S. Lewis said. I am trying here to prevent anyone saying the really foolish thing that people often say about Jesus. I am ready to accept Jesus as a great moral teacher, but I don't accept his claim to be God. That is the one thing we must not say. A man who is merely a man and said the sort of things that Jesus said would not be a great moral teacher. He would either be a lunatic or else would be a devil from hell. You must make your choice. Either Jesus was and is the Son of God, or else a madman or something worse. But please do not say that Jesus was a great human teacher. This is not an option. What is your choice? Do you believe that Jesus was insane or mentally ill? Do you believe that Jesus was demon-possessed? Or do you believe that Jesus is who he claimed to be, the Son of God, the Savior of the world, and the Lord of all? I choose Jesus. I choose to believe that Jesus is who he claimed to be, and I choose to follow him as king, as my shepherd, and as the Lord of my life. He has given me eternal life and abundant life in him. Do you believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Messiah, the Son of God, who came into the world to save us from our sins? Today is the day of salvation. Now is the time of God's favor. I realize that Friends Bible Study is for growing disciples of Jesus. However, I want to continually share the gospel message, which is one of the central purposes of John's writing. Perhaps someone will read or listen to these words who is ready to make their decision to follow Jesus today. And for us who are disciples of Jesus, may these words inspire us to share Christ boldly with our friends and with people in our lives. Today is the day of salvation. Now is the time of God's favor. I like the words from the old hymn, "Rescue the perishing. Though they are slighting him, still he is waiting. Waiting the penitent child to receive. Plead with him earnestly, plead with him gently. He will forgive if they only believe." Let's pray. Lord, I love you, I believe in you, and choose to follow you today. Thank you for your mercy and grace for people who have not yet accepted you. Pour out your Spirit on every nation that they may hear and believe the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ.